the day's other news, officials in Louisville, Kentucky appeal for calm over the Breonna Taylor killing. There were new protests overnight, and two officers were shot and wounded after the decision not to charge police with Taylor's death. Correspondent Yamiche Alcindor has our report.
Last night in Louisville, Kentucky, protesters' demands for justice for Breonna Taylor gained new urgency. They came soon after a grand jury brought no charges against two officers who fatally shot Taylor in her home. The officers were attempting to serve a drug warrant in March. A third officer, who has already been fired, was indicted for recklessly shooting into a nearby apartment. Taylor, who was sleeping before officers shot her, had no criminal record and no drugs were found in her apartment. Kentucky's attorney general said the officers who fired repeatedly acted in self-defense after Taylor's boyfriend fired a single shot. Angry and distraught, hundreds took to the streets for protests across the nation, from Los Angeles to New York City.
It's definitely going to be in the history books. If we do nothing, the police are going to continue to commit genocide on my brothers and sisters.
And Washington, D.C.
This young, amazing woman who is contributing to her community gets shot down because they went to the wrong house looking for some ex-boyfriend. The whole thing is so infuriating.
Demonstrations were largely peaceful. But in Louisville, two police officers were shot. Both are expected to recover. One suspect has been charged. It's unclear if he was a protester.
In Washington, President Trump commented on the violence as he left the White House.
I also think it's so sad what's happening with everything about that case, including law enforcement. So many people suffering, so many people needlessly suffering. But with respect to Breonna, we give our regards to the family.
Today in Louisville, more protests geared up.
Our community is hurting.
Mayor Greg Fisher, who announced police reforms in a $12 million settlement with Taylor's family last week, said he understood the disappointment.
The question, obviously, is what do we do with this pain? We never had control over what Attorney General or the grand jury would do. We do have control over what happens next in our city.
A curfew in Louisville remains in effect for the next two nights. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.
Another 870,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. That was a slight increase from the previous week, but down from the peak of the pandemic. Overall, unemployment remains at historically high levels. Those jobless numbers came as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin talked up the recovery today. At the same time, Democrats pressed the Trump administration to negotiate a new relief package. They spoke at a Senate hearing.
America is in the midst of the fastest economic recovery from any crisis in U.S. history. The August jobs report showed that the economy had gained back 10.6 million jobs, nearly 50% of the jobs lost due to the pandemic.
And I hope that you and the president don't dislocate your shoulders by patting yourself in the back saying, good job. I mean, I know you think the economy's doing well, but if you're talking to your wealthy friends on Wall Street, but things are pretty bad for most working Americans. They're going to get worse unless you come up with a real package.
In the House, Democrats now plan to offer a pared-down relief bill in a bid to jumpstart negotiations. President Trump's niece, Mary Trump, is accusing him and two of his siblings of cheating her out of millions of dollars. She already published a tell-all book. Now her lawsuit, filed in New York, claims fraud and conspiracy. It alleges she was deprived of her share of family real estate holdings. State prosecutors in Florida today dropped a misdemeanor sex charge against Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots. That came after courts blocked the use of video that allegedly showed Kraft paying for a sex act at a massage parlor. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 52 points to close at 26,815. The NASDAQ rose 39 points and the S&P 500 added 9. And in Australia, wildlife crews have rescued 88 pilot whales so far after the largest mass stranding ever recorded there. Crews in western Tasmania are working to move surviving animals back out to sea. At least 380 whales have died, and their carcasses will have to be disposed of. Still to come on the NewsHour, we look at the ways Americans vote by mail and the extensive verification systems already in place. The Trump administration's response to the pandemic raises questions about the future of American health care. COVID-19 complicates the lives of many older Americans who hit the road in search of seasonal work, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.